know it works in mysterious ways. No matter how dark the day, His truth will light the way, I know. Open a heart for the world to know. This day the truth be told. These are the chronicles of my soul.
As a child had a smile that can light the sky. Melt your heart when you stare into my big brown eyes. Mama tried, but only God could have prevented the war that would begin when the devil came and knocked on the door. We were poor, so my family fought against all odds. Did our best to show respect and love and faith in God. But when you're young and there's drama, trust in God all you wanna. Your only hero when you'll save it bears the face of your mama. When she cried, I cried, unconditional prince. But that died when she couldn't hide her struggles within. So it begins, little boy, broken heart, broken home. No child that age should ever feel so alone. Hit the streets, hit the weed by the age of 10. My connection to a
family. Hey, what's going on, everybody? CC Dove, Charles Carson. Hey, it's been a minute. Took a couple weeks off. I'll tell you why here in a little bit. Truth Pandemic Podcast, February 7th, 2022. I want to start off by saying what's up to everybody and sending my love out to my family, my friends, and to everyone, you know, and God's love to everybody. I hope everybody's healthy. I hope we're all coping with the situations that we deal with day to day, whether it be in our personal life or the embodiment of, you know, everything that happens in the world that affects us. I want to start off this time by saying a quick prayer. You know, I was thinking about that. I never pray. I mean, I pray, but I've never prayed on the podcast. And so here we go. God, I want to thank you today, right now, for my health, that I'm able to speak, that I can see, that I can hear, and that I can feel, and that I can feel love and give love. I ask that you only give us what we need so that we can continue to do your will and righteousness. We always come to you, God, in so many ways, humble, but proud too. Proud that we know you're listening. I know you're listening. So I want to give you those props right now, God, in Jesus Christ's name, your son. Amen. All right, so you heard a little snippet again of a song. As promised, I told you I would share something with you every podcast. The reason why I shared this song is called Chronicles of My Soul, brings me to why I kind of disappeared for a couple weeks. So I've been planning and now am in the process of working with dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of people to produce a documentary. And it's going to be called Chronicles of My Soul, an autobiographical and oral record of my city, Tacoma. And it's going to encompass a lot. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. And it's all for one purpose, to have a record of not just my experiences, but yet every person who has touched my life and has enabled me to do anything I've ever done in my life. And I think it's going to be important because it's going to show that there are hundreds of people that we haven't heard about, some of us have, that have literally shaped the city of Tacoma where I grew up. So that being said, let me go ahead and read this to you, and then we're going to kind of feed off of this for today's podcast. This is Chronicles of My Soul, and I wrote this in 2006. The Lord works in mysterious ways. No matter how dark the day, His truth will light the way, I know. Open heart for the world to know. This day the truth be told. These are the chronicles of my soul. As a child had a smile that could light the sky. Melt your heart if you stared into my big brown eyes. Mama tried, but only God could have prevented the war that would begin the day the devil came and knocked on the door. We were poor, so my family fought against all odds, did our best to show respect and love and faith in God. But when you're young and there's drama, trust in God all you wanna. your only hero and your savior, bears the face of your mama. When she cried, I cried, unconditional friends, but that died when she couldn't hide her struggles within. So it begins, little boy, broken heart, broken home. No child that age should ever feel so alone. Hit the streets, hit the weed by the age of 10. My connection to affection only found in my friends. I never had to pretend. They understood where I'd been. All for one, one for all in our darkest of sins. At age 12, saw my first jail cell and it was hell. Best believe brought me down to my knees. Where did I fail? Went from video games to playing games with my life. From break dancing to dancing with the devil under the street lights. Long nights every day, harder to cope. So I stayed medicated with the liquor and dope. Went to school just to feel like I was human. But I felt so disconnected, my perspective polluted and infected. Feeling rejected, dear mama, there ain't nothing to gain. Your little baby boy is dying, hear me calling your name. I never meant to cause you sorrow, never no kind of pain. I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain. I cried in vain, no one came deeper into the game. 16, dope fiend, hooked on rock cocaine. Satan laughed as I fell deeper into my sins. I hated him, the sorry bastard, and I wanted revenge. You got me broken, got me hooked on the pipe, no escape. A 38 hollow point to my head is my fate. Pull the trigger now, pow, and this drama is done. No more illusion or confusion, Father, forgive your son. Thy will be done, it seems your will is only killing me slow. Give me a sign, let me know, cause I'm ready to go. I'm sick of pimps and hoes and dope and living life by the trigger. Sick of streets, sick of ignorant niggas. I'm drinking liquor, trying to cope, hoping it'll drown my pain like water. God make it rain, hell is near, I feel the flames getting hotter. My soul is torn, I curse the day that I was born. The Lord works in mysterious ways, no matter how dark the day. His truth will light the way, I know. Open heart for the world to know, this day the truth be told. These are the chronicles of my soul. As the night turns to light and as sure as the day brings truth, born again, set free from a tormented youth, full of addiction, emotional, and spiritual wounds, I kicked my habits and like Lazarus, I rose from the tomb. And though I cried when I had to say goodbye to my friends, I realized we were only pawns all along, caught up in sin. This ain't the end. Follow me now. Let's leave today or live and die this way. They stayed. So I prayed, Lord, remember all my friends as they ride. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the wild side. Spiritual warfare, prepared to fight. By any means necessary, turn the wrong to right. Indians took me in and taught me cultural pride. Not a nigger, but a man with potential who'd eventually rise. Out of the fire, my desire was deep. Used my educated mind and what I learned on the streets. Set out to change the world, God on my side. We saved lives. Recognized citywide, nationwide. Then I opened my eyes. Politicians were no friends of mine. Making money off of drugs, violence, sex, and crime. Worse than any drug dealer that I ever knew. Pimping the kids to live big. Using me to get their face on the news. I stayed true, spoke the truth in the presence of villains. Who wear the stain for all the pain, suffering, and the killing. In the streets, black-on-black crime, violence and gangs, drug dealing, years later, ain't a damn thing changed. My heart's in pain and my soul cries out in the night. It's going down, final round, and we're losing the fight. I watch in sadness as the madness penetrates to the bone. Too many broken homes, everybody out for their own. I suffer deep, sometimes I can't sleep. Hearing the cries of little children terrorized, victimized, and deprived. I'd rather die than live a lie. We won't feed the poor. We've got the means, but money fiends won't even open the door. I'm sick of sex and drugs and violence. I'll be silent no more. Sick of the greedy. Sick of politics. Sick to the core. I try to black it out, tear it out. It ain't no use. The consequence of asking God for knowledge, wisdom, and truth. And truth be told, the chronicles of my soul. Well, there you go, people. Let's get started. It's a deep piece that I wrote. Obviously, it's very personal. It's the chronicles of my soul, kind of summarized into a song. And again, I will be playing that song at the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it can inspire you and help you. So, one of the themes in this song, when I look back and when I started to write it, you know, how do you write that many emotions? How do you describe deep, deep feelings when you close your eyes and look back on moments? I want to say this to start, and I hope everybody can hear this. Isn't it beautiful when you can look back and say what you did and that you're still alive to say that this is what I'm now doing? I'm going to say it again. Isn't it beautiful when you can look back on darkness in your life, struggle, deep, hard struggle, and then testify to it about what you're doing now? I find that to be one of the greatest gifts that God gives us. And that gift comes through being saved. People always ask, well, what does it mean to be saved? Let's start there. I was blind and lost and confused and caught up in a lot of dark things, things that I just read to you. And many of us have experienced the same thing. I think the beauty of testimony is that when you're saved and when you confide in people that are saved, you find that your stories are really very parallel. A lot of them are the same. The roads and the pathways might be different, but those roads and pathways often led to the same dark place. And then being able to be saved and share that should only produce one outcome. And two, that we can have a unified front in knowing that we were saved, and it should point to God. We didn't save ourselves. If that's the case, then my story would be, hey, well, look what I played around with until I decided not to do it anymore, because I knew I wanted to save myself, but I decided to put myself through hell first. No, that's not how it worked, especially for young people. So that being said, I want to say this loud and clear. God bless everyone who has went through the dark place and who's still going through the dark place, but you know that God is with you. I'm with you. There are people that are with you. Do not let Satan make you feel like you're alone, because you're not. Do not let the world in its confusion about who, what, where, and how, and who's running what, and what God this and God. Okay, don't let that interfere with the facts that you've come to know through the Lord Jesus Christ and his truth. Stick to your guns, be prepared, and stay true to the thing that saved you. Okay, so I'm going to read a couple themes here, a few. So in this song, I talk about being poor and fighting against all odds. I talk about a trust in God, but yet a desire to have your mama or your mom. I talk about where you go from there, hitting the streets, reaching for things that will kind of, you know, suppress those things that are really deeply ingrained in you. And then the result of what reaching for those things, I should say the consequence of what those things can bring, jail, and finding life even harder to cope with, and then trying to stay medicated as much as you can through those processes, which only results in being lost even more and falling deeper into the darkness. Feelings of rejection, feeling like your mother or your parents don't love you, your friends don't seem to understand you quite the same anymore, and then you reach for that final option, which in this point was me reaching for a 38 hollow point gun. And this is true stuff. I don't fabricate in my writing. Anybody that knows me knows that. I don't have a problem sharing my soul or the chronicles of my soul or my life at any given point for God's glory, period. That's just how that works. Excuse me real quick. So as it progresses, I start talking about things like, you know, as the night turns to light and as sure as the day brings truth, things are going to happen with or without us. As long as God keeps the wheel turning, there will be daytime. There will be nighttime. But the key was born again and set free. Now, what does that mean? See, the perception in the world is this. That somehow when you become born again, you just become like this magical little character that just goes, wee, you know, I'm born again, yay. It's really not like that. For some people it is, and that's for God's purpose. If God wants to use someone and has them dancing around and cheering all day, that's his business. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with seeing someone happy all the time? Why are you hating because they're happy? I'm not. In my life, it was set free from the lies. Not just the lies that I began to tell myself, not just the lies that the world was telling me about myself, but the lies of Satan. I mean, this dude tries to tell you everything he can to destroy you. And what I mean by destroy is break you down molecule by molecule, DNA strand to the core to where you just think life does not matter. That is the complete opposite of what life is. God gave us life because it's precious, it's a gift, and it's beautiful. Why do we fall into these depths of despair that make us think it's not? If you think about it, a lot of it is attributed to not feeling love, not knowing love. And I'm talking about real love. I'm not talking about someone who loves us because they have some romantic feelings and all that. No, I'm talking about the feeling of love from human beings the way God intended. I'm talking about when you feel rejected, okay? More times than not, that's an actuality. Someone's rejecting you and leaving you kind of in a solitary space, usually by yourself. When we have to cope and operate by ourselves, our minds can produce tons of different reasons why we might be being rejected. And more times than not, we always attribute it to us. Something we've done, somewhere we've failed, you know, or somewhere along the line, we let somebody down or aren't good enough. And sadly, in this world, what happens now is, you know, 20, 30 years ago, everything was kind of more on a linear scale. You could see straight ahead of you, you know, around you and behind you, and you could equate and kind of do contrasts and comparisons. Now, when you open up your life to the internet, you open your life up to people you don't even know, but they're still able to somehow affect you because they're connected through that internet and they have the ability to give you thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever it might be. And little do you know, those things over time will start to affect you in the same way that someone in real time could say something negative about you. So other themes here, as I went on, I really want to focus on this part where I talk about Indians taking me in. And anybody that knows me knows that the Puyallup natives, especially my mom, Ramona Bennett, took me in. And the beauty of this, is she never, and they never pressed like, be native. They taught me about what their culture was, but she really inspired me to know my own culture as well. And that's a person that understands what a human being needs. That's someone who's not trying to take someone, shape them and mold them to something they want. It's someone who truly cares about the nature of the person and wants them to thrive in who they are. And then, of course, later on in the song, recognizing that, you know, even though I was able to cross over into a different world, so to speak, and start to do things on the opposite end of the spectrum, that I noticed that even in that world, there really wasn't anything different. My brother always, you know, reminds me that, you know, it's the same as at the bottom as it is the top. And, you know, when you have to face that, then you realize, man, it's just a big circle of drama. What separates us is the truth. See, I can function in any environment because I have the strength and protection of God to make sure that I'm maintaining who I am, not for myself, but for His will. And that's, Jesus did that often. And people always say, well, Jesus hung out with, you know, the bad guys. Jesus hung out with, well, He also told you that, you know, it's the sick that need a doctor. Healthy people don't need the doctor. The sick people do. So what good is it to hang out over here where no one's sick, or they presumably think they're not sick, when the people who need help are over there? That's where Jesus would go. He would actually hang out in both arenas. But here's what Jesus and God do not like. And that leads me to this. Pride. Excuse me. There are over 177 verses in the Bible that deal with the word humility. Now, I used to wonder, you know, about all these themes in the Bible, but I decided to focus on this one because it's technically what my song is dealing with. It's the humility can happen if we live that way and understand how to be humble, or we can be humbled by the world and oftentimes by God. There's a quote by C.S. Lewis. And anybody who knows C.S. Lewis, he's an author, writer, and, you know, tons of other things. But he says, true humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less. I'll expand. You don't run around going, I'm nothing. Oh, I'm really nothing. I'm just here. No, it's thinking of yourself less and thinking of more other people more. How about this? Just think of God more. It's actually kind of cool because then you stay humble. Everybody talks about, oh, I stay humble. Oh, if I got rich, I'd stay true. If I did, right. Sounds pretty simple. I'm guilty of it on several occasions in my life where, you know, I didn't purposely try to act better or anything, but different moves in your life produce different results. And sometimes we get caught up just like everybody else. Humility brings us back and keeps us solid. And I thank God right now for humility, or I wouldn't be doing this podcast. There's thousands of other things I could have done with my life, but I'm not more proud than to be doing something for the Lord and for God. So let me read a couple verses to you. And most of you may have heard these. If not, here we go. How about 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5? In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. I want to go back to the first part of that verse. Submit yourselves to your elders. I think that's kind of cool because going back to Ramona, my Puyallup native mother, before her, I had a natural submission for my biological mom. I love her very much. But I fought against her. I rebelled against her. I rebelled against her teachings. I rebelled against the things that she taught me that I should have listened to. And why? Because a lot of times we need to see a model. We can hear what comes out of someone's mouth, but we also need to see that model. Not that my mom didn't model certain things. Trust me, it's not what I'm saying. But, you know, it's that natural kind of kid rebel against parent thing. With Ramona, by the time she really embraced me, I had been knocked down so hard by the world that I was ready to kind of listen. And she modeled the things she said. She said, no drugs, no drinking, go to school. I was like, she's not doing that. So what did I do? I tried it. Here I am 33 years later. I haven't had a drink or done drugs in 33 years. excuse me. And because of that choice, because of her shared experience, her wisdom, and because I listened, I have been able to model that for hundreds of other kids, including my own family and my own children. Humility. How about this one? I like this one. It's simple. God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. We could do James chapter 4, verse 10. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Okay, so if God opposes the proud, we have to ask ourselves, why would he? Here's why. Because what does pride really do? It pumps us up. And what happens in this world is, people always say, be proud, be proud. It's cool to be proud if you accomplish a goal or, you know, do something, you achieve something. This kind of pride God's talking about is the kind of pride that leads you to thinking that you're running stuff and that you're a god and that somehow, some way, you just got it going on. And everybody else who's failing, just for some reason, they just, you know, don't have the skill set or don't have the brains or the knowledge or the wisdom. Wrong. God wants people that want to continue to learn and grow in wisdom and faith. Now, I want to touch on something real quick while I'm on this topic. I'm not here to knock anybody. A nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's also in the Bible. But here's the deal. Take a look around and ask yourself, as you look at YouTube videos or you're listening to a sermon or even a podcast, are these individuals trying to stand front and center with the spotlight and do things as if they've produced the word themselves? Or are they sharing that word in humility? Now, some people like to do this. They like to use little statements like, because, you know, Lord knows I need it. And it's a little jokey joke in the church. A lot of people that are trying to turn to God, they're just trying to understand and learn and feel. They need to know that they matter. So I'm going to tell you this right now. In the book of James, you can read this. It talks about James instructs, you know, people. If the rich person walks into the church, don't just give them the front seat and then give the poor person in the ragged clothes the back seat. Everybody's the same. Because to God, everyone is the same. We're children of God. No race, creed, height, weight, width is different to God. He sees the heart and the soul. Humans see all the cosmetics. See, it's interesting when you go to church sometimes and the pastor or whoever will stop and be like, oh, we want to welcome our special guest. It'll be some football player or something like that. Well, guess what? Glad you came. Just like you should be glad everybody else came. That's always presented to say, look what our church does. It attracts the big time people too. Well, guess what? God don't care. God cares that he or she showed up and that everyone else showed up too. Let's get to the word, preach the word, help uplift, help bring community, help send people out into the world to do God's will with faith, strength, and courage. Okay. Real quick. There's a theme in the song where I talk about, and like Lazarus, I rose from the tomb. One thing that struck me, I remember when I wrote that, and then I did some study in recent to kind of see how things may have changed in my mind or my emotions, and I learned something new. And it's interesting. I've always been interested in that particular portion of the New Testament and that particular incident because we had heard about God healing or Jesus healing people and actually raising people, other people from the dead. But this particular story is shared with us in detail. Like it talks about that where Jesus was, how far he was, when Lazarus died, how many days went by, the sadness people felt, you know, the sister and everybody and Jesus himself even grieving. And he finally makes it back to the town and he looks at everybody and says, he's not dead. He's only asleep. And the Bible even tells us that people kind of looked at him like, look, man, don't do that. Okay. We're grieving here. This dude has been dead. Okay. And then this is what's so dope right here. That he then looks, he calls to God. He says, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And it's interesting because that means Jesus on the down low already asked God to hook him up in this moment to raise this guy from the dead. But here's what's even better. He says, I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here that they may believe that you sent me. You know what's so cool about that? Everybody runs around talking about, oh, Jesus is just another prophet. Jesus is just another. Okay, listen, this Jesus, our Savior, always, if you read the New Testament, always defers to God. He literally just said, I would like you to do this for me, Dad, so that they can believe that you sent me here. It's one of the only times he really says, God, help these people know that you sent me. And through that process, raised someone from the dead. And I look at that in both ways. That was kind of his first step of showing, look, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And if I can raise this dude from the dead on earth, what do you think I can do in the eternal realm? Not only that, when you're dead in spirit, dead in heart, dead in soul on earth, suffering, struggling, oh, I can resurrect you from that too. And that's what he did for me. And that's what he's done for my family. That's what he's done for several friends. That's what he's done for hundreds and hundreds and thousands upon millions of other people that I've never met. And look, here's the deal. I chased things as a kid. I wanted things just like every other person. I was poor, man. I wanted Nikes. I wanted some nice clothes. I wanted some attention. I wanted people to like me. You know, I wanted a dad around. I wanted my brother around. You know, I'm sure my little brother wanted his brother around me, my older brother, you know, my sister. Here's the deal. Yeah, man, we all want things. But it's so worth it when you survive those things and you realize that God is really all you need. And then when God puts the right people in your life, man, it's the most beautiful thing because you're not alone anymore. And in this world, when you believe in God, the tables have turned, people. The Bible already talked about this. The table has turned. God now is like a myth for people because everybody is establishing their own little kingdoms on the internet, at home, and in their communities. Everybody thinks they're right. Everybody thinks they have the cure. But look at our environment. We haven't even found a cure for cancer, AIDS. We don't even have a cure for COVID. We don't even have a cure for the flu. We talk all this mess, but we ain't curing nothing, but we're just causing more and more destruction. Listen, God is the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. He took me. He saved me from realities, from real things that are documented. And I wouldn't be sitting here saying that if it weren't true. I would love to sit here and say, look what I did. Look at the choices I made. I made some choices. Yeah. But with the guidance of that Holy Spirit, I'll tell you that. Because if I compared the quote unquote good choices with the bad choices I made, and that weight, that scale determined if I was going to fall dead or not, I'd die right now. All glory to God. Look, I love you. God loves you. Stay strong. Stay strong. You've been saved. You've been pulled out of the dark places. You've been saved from alcohol. You've been saved from drugs, from you know, throwing your body out there into the world for sexual purposes, whatever it is, you've been saved from it. Don't let people's moment or need to feel, so they don't feel alone, pull you back into that. No, walk the walk so they can see your path and follow you, ultimately, because they're going to be following Christ. Let's all strive to be that, all right? Hey, much love. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, be ready for the next podcast, which is going to be called I Am Eternal. Be hearing about the next 5 to 6 days. God bless you. And until next time, CC Dove. And here is the song, Lord, works Chronicles in mysterious of My ways. Soul.
No matter how dark the day, His truth will light the way, I know. Open a heart for the world to know. This day the truth be told. These are the chronicles of my soul.
As a child, had a smile that could light the sky. Melt your heart when you stared into my big brown eyes. Mama tried, but only God could have prevented the war that would begin when the devil came and knocked on the door. We were poor, so my family fought against all odds. Did our best to show respect and love and faith in God. But when you're young and there's drama, trust in God all you wanna. Your only hero when you'll save it bears the face of your mama. When she cried, I cried, unconditional friends. But that died when she couldn't hide her struggles within. So it begins, little boy, broken heart, broken home. No child that age should ever feel so alone. Hit the streets, hit the weed by the age of 10. My connection to affection only found in my friends. I never had to pretend they understood where I'd been. All for one for all in our darkest of sins. At age 12, saw my first jail cell and it was hell. Let's believe brought me down on my knees. Where did I fell? I went from video games to playing games with my life. From break dancing to dancing with the devil under the street lights. Long nights, every day get harder to cope. So I stayed medicated with the liquor and dope. With the school just to feel like I was human. But I felt so disconnected, my perspective polluted and infected. Feeling rejected, dear mama, there ain't nothing to gain. Your little baby boy's dying, hear me calling your name. I never meant to cause you sorrow, never no kind of pain. I only wanna see you laughing in the purple rain. I cried in vain, no one came deeper into the game. 16, dopamine, hooked on rock cocaine. Satan laughed as I fell deeper into my sins. I hated him the sorry bastard and I wanted revenge. You got me broken, got me hooked on the pipe, no escape. A 38 hollow point through the head is my fate. I pull the trigger now, foul and it's drawn, it's done. No more illusion or confusion, Father forgive your son. I will be done, it seems your will is only killing me slow. Give me a sign, let me know, cause I'm ready to go. I'm sick of pins and holes and those are living life by the trigger. Sick of the street, sick of ignorant niggas. I'm drinking liquor, trying to cope, hoping it'll drown my pain. Like water, God make it rain. Hell is near, I feel the flames getting hot and my soul is torn. I curse the day that I was born.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. No matter how dark the day, His truth will light the way, I know. Open heart for the world to know. This day the truth be told. These are the chronicles of my soul.
As the night turns to light and assures the day brings truth, born again, set free from a tormented youth, full of addiction with emotional and spiritual wounds. I kick my habits and like Lazarus I rose from the tomb. And though I cried when I had to say goodbye to my friends, I realized we were only pawns on the law, caught up in sin. This ain't the end, follow me now, let's leave today or live and die this way. They stayed, so I prayed, Lord, remember all my friends as they ride. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the wild side. Spiritual warfare, prepare to fight by any means necessary, turned of wrong to right. Indians took me in and taught me cultural pride. Not a nigga, but a man with potential who eventually rise. I'm out the fire, my desire was deep. Use my educated mind and what I learned in the street. Set out to change the world, God on my side. We saved lives, recognized citywide, nationwide. Then I opened my eyes, those politicians wasn't no friends of mine. Making money out of drugs, violent sex and crime. Worse than any drug dealer that I ever knew. Giving the kids to live big, using me to get their face on the news. I stayed true, spoke the truth in the presence of villains who wear the stain for all the pain, suffering and the killing off in the street. Black on black, crime, violence and gangs, drug dealing years later, ain't a damn thing changed.
my heart's in pain, and my soul cries out in the night. It's going down, final round, and we're losing the fight. I watch in sadness as a man is penetrates through the bone. Too many broken homes, everybody out for their own. I suffer deep, sometimes I can't sleep. Hearing the cries, little children terrorized, victimized and deprived. I'd rather die than live a lie. We won't feed the poor. We've got the means for money, things won't even open the door. I'm sick of sex and drugs and violence, I'll be silent no more. Sick of the rich, sick of politics. I try to black it out, tear it out, it ain't no use. The consequence of asking God for knowledge, wisdom, and truth. It should be told, the chronicles of my soul.
The world's in mysterious ways. No matter how dark the day, it's going to light the way I know. Open heart for the world to know. This day the truth be told.